Hey, Roscoe.
Hey.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. Brian just rigged me up this whole new phone gadget.
Is this really Roscoe, or is this off one of the
fascinating
sound things?
No, that's real. This is actually Roscoe.
Okay. Test him.
Test him?
Yeah.
How do I
see if it responds?
Let's see.
Hey.
Oh, what color is your Les Paul?
Which one?
Good. It's him.
Sounds like a computer to me.
It's him. Anyway. What's the word?
Oh, I don't know. You know, Saturday afternoon. Kind of a nice day.
It's beautiful out.
4:30.
Where are you?
In the bathtub.
Uh-huh.
Timed it perfect.
You bet.
This thing here.
You got a nice sound going there.
Yeah, I got the bathtub going. Wait, can you hear some water?
Well, I can hear the ambiance. That would be a good thing, you know, like a background. You know, one of those, like, select your own background stereo things like they have in cars. You know what I mean?
Oh, they have that in cars?
Well, yeah, you can select, like, you can make the ambience of the car stereo sound like it's you're in a stadium or you're in a closet or wherever the hell you want to be, in a tiled bathroom. Or your bathroom would be a good one.
Yeah, on your back in the tub.
Mm.
With next week's billboard and the window open, and, you know.
Next week's billboard?
Gotta have it.
Anybody we know in there?
No. Mm. But it's just, you know, something that has to be done on Saturday.
That's your day for reading the news?
Yeah, I go through that thing, you know.
So what'd you do last night?
Nothing. I've been working in my little, you know, computer audio control center of 4x8 room, you know.
Mm.
It's funny, I was looking at that room the other day, and it's almost exact dimensions of a two-man jail cell.
Your
the studio room. You know, it's kind of a depressing fact.
Well,
that's why I had to, like, open up the window gate, because that was adding to it, too, you know? The whole New York window gate. Did you do anything last night?
No. You know what I did last night?
What?
I brought home a six-pack of Amstel, and I took a Percodan.
All right.
I listened. They were doing this Thelonious Monk marathon on KCR, and I just completely I stared at the cracks in the ceiling for hours. Hey, check this out. We got Joe Friday in here.
In pot smoking circles, if you're not flying, you're a square.
Isn't that cool?
I heard that. Hey, Joe, that's a good idea. Yeah. So what's with the Mingus tribute? Is it like?
It was Thelonious Monk.
Oh.
I guess he would have been 75 today
really?
He lived.
Uh-huh.
So they did like 3 days worth.
I guess I had Mingus because I was reading about
Hal's
record. Wilner's.
What's your name, son?
Columbia, blah, blah, blah thing.
Weird Nightmare, I think it's called. It's got quite a cast on it. It's got Keith Richards, Bob Kwan, Hubert Selby Jr., and Flava Flav. I can't wait for the party, when the release party.
And to see who trashes the thing first?
Yeah, see who passes out
should
first.
Should be good. You know, hopefully we can get some passes.
I think, is he supposed to be on Irwin's show this week, Hal Wilner?
I don't know. Hopefully Hal won't hold it against me that I had better backstage passes than he did at the Ringo show.
Nah, he wouldn't hold it against you.
Okay.
Definitely not. He's a good guy.
Still hasn't called me for any work.
It took him 3 years to get this Mingus thing done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why am I saying, oh, yeah, I read that. It took him 3 years to get to get this Mingus thing done.
Yeah.
And before that, he had the idea for, like, several years, but, he had to wait until something fell.
Somebody gave him some money to do it, yeah.
So, boy, my vibe is pretty darn slow. It's being slowed down by the tub and all.
That's quite all right.
I know the Jays are playing this evening.
Right, and you're not on the power assist, right?
No, I don't think so. I'm kind of slow today, and I've got a lot of work to do. You know, I know it's a weekend, but I've always said that the weekend is sort of meaningless for me anyway.
Hey, Joe Friday with the time.
4:35 p.m.
How's that?
Arms apartment.
Oh, so this is the thing, Brian's thing.
He's got this rig with a little phone here rigged up with 50 billion little 4,228 different sound bites.
Little wigabytes in there.
Yeah, it's quite astounding.
So, I mean, what is the Hound recommends Saturday evening? From the Amstel and Percodan thing.
That's a tough one to beat. Let's see. What would I recommend? I would recommend
red wine, a 10 mil Val, and a tube.
Yeah. I guess slowly but surely the fall crop is coming in.
Oh, that's good.
I recommend the Jays, I guess. That's what, it's free. The operative words are free.
Free at the rodeo bar. It is a good place to go and be obnoxious because there's a real division there between, church and state. There's the booze-swilling live music part that's only separated by one covered wagon to the, Republican... food eater, but
you said the magic word. You ain't kidding.
And let me tell you right from the start, and right from the heart.
Yep, those people are up there, in that neighborhood. But
yeah, they get out there. The plastic, they really went, wing it around on the weekend.
No,
got their sensible shoes on because they left the good ones at the office. You can spot them.
What's your recommendation?
My recommendation?
Yeah.
I really don't have a recommendation. I think that the Jays is a good bet. And if I do get out of the house, that'd probably be where I go.
Mm-hmm.
If even just to watch. They've threatened to unleash a few new songs, and I know that they're...
Jay told me they rehearsed twice this week.
Yeah,
that's probably never happened before in the history of the Jays.
Well, not for quite a while. They rehearsed a couple times. They got some new songs, plus they will be performing live the new Mojo Nixon Diesel Only Sides Chug-a-Lug.
Speaking of which, I'm queuing it up right now. I'm going to play Chug-a-Lug. That's the side I'm going to go with.
Cool.
You play the solo on that, right?
I played lead on that. Yeah. Well, it's not really a solo. It's just sort of a falling down lead that goes all the way through the thing as it modulates up and outward.
Well, it's queued up on this nice colored, lavender-colored vinyl.
Any color, yeah, most of like lovers. The color. It is kind of sort of like if a bluebird threw up or something. I guess that's a vibe. I think by next week I got to get the antenna because I got to get the show. Yeah, everything's perfect here if I could only get the show.
Hey, I got the antenna from Radio Shack on top of my building on 11th, and it's wonderful.
How much was it?
26. They're,
oh, really?
They're best.
Two-wire antenna thing, right?
Yeah.
I can hook it right on the fire escape, yeah.
Yeah, you're right on the roof, pretty much.
Okay, well...
Okay, Roscoe.
Hopefully, see some Hound listeners out there tonight if I do go out there tonight.
Thanks for the vibe, and
anytime.
Okay,
splash, splash. A little water.
Roscoe, aloha.
Our vibe meister, what a guy.